We want to take you back to a warm June night in 2019, when a young Polish priest at a Michigan seminary got a call from his boss, the very Reverend Canon Mirosław Kroll. According to a federal lawsuit that was filed yesterday, the young priest says that by this point, Father Kroll had been sexually harassing him for months. But he did not know the night would end with him driving an intoxicated Kroll and another visiting priest to a motel to meet a male sex worker and getting cash from an ATM to pay the man. These are among the explosive allegations outlined in the lawsuit against one of the leaders in Michigan's Polish Catholic community. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has been reporting on this and spoke with one of the three men accusing Kroll of abuse. Hi, Kate.
Hey, April.
We'd like to note as we begin that we're going to be discussing some incidents of sexual abuse in specific terms, so this discussion may not be appropriate for everyone listening. Kate, for those who aren't very familiar with this part of the Catholic Church, who is this priest who's been accused, and how is it different from some other similar accusations we've heard about within the church?
Yeah, so Father Mirosław Kroll is the chancellor and CEO of Orchard Lake Schools, which is a campus in Oakland County that includes a seminary for training priests, mostly Polish priests, a four-year preparatory academy called St. Mary's, and a cultural center called the Polish Mission. And this place has been around since the 1800s. It's a big part of Polish Catholic culture and history in the community. It originally started as a way to train priests for all the Polish immigrants coming to Detroit. But in recent years, like so many parts of the church, you know, they've really been struggling to recruit new priests and keep fundraising going. And the guy who did that for them pretty successfully, by all accounts, is this outgoing, energetic priest originally from Poland named Mirosław Kroll. There are a lot of videos of him on YouTube in the ornate robes and masses and fundraisers, including this one mass last year that was celebrating his 20 years in the priesthood.
You know that we priests can be attacked by the devil spirits. We are attacked. The devil exists. But the devil at the end is going to be a loser. The devil will lose because we have the power of Christ. And I beg you, my dear brothers and sisters, as lay people, support your priests, support vocations, that we have the strength that comes from the grace of God to say no to those temptations.
So these allegations about Father Kroll that went public in these documents yesterday, they don't just threaten Father Kroll, who we should note denies all of the allegations, but this is a really hard moment for a very close-knit community that has looked to this guy as this real beacon of what they were trying to sustain, you know, a flourishing, living continuation of this long Polish Catholic tradition in the U.S.
So who are the three men named in the lawsuit accusing Father Kroll?
All three are anonymous. They're using pseudonyms. Two of them are priests who were recruited to the seminary by Kroll. The third is a lay person. He was actually the director of the Polish Mission Cultural Center until he was fired earlier this year. And one of the priests, known as John Doe 3 in the complaint, we should note, he is not technically a plaintiff, but he's serving as a witness who can sort of speak to this pattern here. And all three of them have remarkably similar stories, that Kroll recruited them, that soon after they arrived, he started aggressively trying to have sexual relationships with them. And they say that when they refused him, he retaliated against them, either forcing them to resign or firing them. And they say that there is a history here of Orchard Lake leadership. We should note the Archbishop of the Detroit Diocese is a trustee of part of Orchard Lake, getting reports about Kroll but looking the other way or even being part of that retaliation process. Orchard Lake denies all of this and says that the men are mischaracterizing the circumstances regarding their terminations.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the plaintiff who was the director of the Polish Mission? I understand he's a professional musician. He lived in Chicago, was born in Poland, and Kroll recruited him to come to Orchard Lake. What does he say happened then?
Yeah, so I talked with him last week. He was at his home in Chicago, and he was actually sitting out in his car in his garage because his daughter was inside doing virtual school, and he wants to try and protect her from as much of this as possible. In the complaint, he's called John Doe 2, and he says in the weeks after he started at Orchard Lake in 2018, Kroll starts inviting him to his apartment in the evenings. And that several times during these visits, he says Kroll would get drunk and try to have sex with him, telling him he wanted him or trying to kiss him. And at one point, even putting his hands down his pants and masturbating in front of John Doe too. And John Doe too says at first he tried to just avoid the situation entirely, but that soon it really got out of hand and he started talking to some colleagues at Orchard Lake. And he says they told him, well, you know, actually there have been rumors about possible misconduct from Kroll years ago.
There are people who heard about it already long time before I got even to Orchard Lake and didn't do anything about it. Like you waiting for what? For something really crazy happens here on the campus, you know? So, and then even I heard from someone, oh my God, thanks God that you are straight. You are not the gay. You are not having a relationship with Father Kroll, because that was the gossip.
Eventually, though, John Doe too says that this becomes too much, that Kroll becomes increasingly aggressive. And he says that he reports this to a board member of Orchard Lake, who then gets his permission to tell the rest of the board about these allegations. But according to the complaint, that board member is quickly forced to resign. And Doe too says that he got an email soon afterwards abruptly terminating his contract and accusing him of financial impropriety. They were accusing him of misappropriating funds from the Polish mission, which he denies.
What about the two priests who are named in the complaint? What are they alleging happened to them?
The complaint is painting this bigger picture that Kroll was going to Poland, recruiting would-be priests who had to leave seminary in that country for one reason or another, maybe because they were gay, maybe because they had issues with alcohol. And they're alleging that Kroll would invite them to come to Orchard Lake. And once there, they may not have spoken much English. They were really dependent on him. If they wanted to be priests, he was really their only path forward at that point. The priest who is known as John Doe won in this lawsuit. He says Kroll actually recruited him from a parish where he was working in New Jersey to be vice chancellor at Orchard Lake. And he says, actually, he also promised to arrange for this priest's green card, which never materialized. Instead, he says Kroll would invite him to his apartment. Again, you're noticing a similar pattern here. And at one point, Kroll puts his hands down this priest's pants, touched his genitals. He says Kroll was also really controlling, verbally abusive, and that one night Kroll called him drunk and had him drive himself and another visiting priest to a gay bar, then to a motel to meet a male sex worker, and then get cash from an ATM to pay that sex worker. Kroll, again, denies all of the allegations in the complaint, but there is a third man in this complaint, as we've mentioned, John Doe 3, and he says that he was also sexually harassed. Same pattern, that when he rejected Kroll, Kroll began sending him abusive text messages and firing him.
What's the response been from Orchard Lake and the Archdiocese of Detroit?
So in this complaint, one of the priests, this last priest we just mentioned, he says that after he was abruptly fired, he wrote to the Archdiocese and told them what was going on. And we should note that the Archdiocese of Detroit is a separate entity from Orchard Lake. But that soon after he'd written to the Archdiocese, a detective with the Michigan Attorney General's office, which is investigating Catholic sex abuse cases, reaches out to him, interviews both him and one of the other priests. We reached out to the Archdiocese's press office yesterday when the case was filed. We still have not gotten a response from them. One interesting note in this case, in the bigger picture here, is that Kroll trained under and was ordained by the now disgraced former American cardinal, Theodore McCarrick, who, of course, has become notorious for his years of being promoted within the church while he was sexually abusing minors and seminary students. And the lawyers for the plaintiffs in this Kroll case are trying to tie Kroll and McCarrick together, essentially saying, well, you know, Kroll used these grooming patterns that he may have seen McCarrick using, but that's speculation. Orchard Lake says that they have put Kroll on leave, although he's still their chancellor and CEO. And they sent us a statement saying these former employees are mischaracterizing the circumstances surrounding their terminations, that their claims lack merit, and that Orchard Lake follows the highest standards for our students, faculty, and staff.
There's a lot here. I wondered if the ages of the victims, the fact that we're talking about people, priests who were involved in the seminary or the Polish mission, if that at all colored the way that Orchard Lake or maybe even the Archdiocese handled this.
I mean, again, we would just be purely speculating here because all we have is the story of these three men to go on at this point. And yes, all of them were adults, and that is important to note. But if these allegations are accurate and that this was in fact repeatedly reported to the Orchard Lake Board of Trustees, then there really isn't an excuse for why they continued to look the other way. You know, these men in this complaint are saying that really their lives have been impacted pretty terribly. The man who was is still the Chicago musician and the cultural mission director says Kroll went on a Polish radio show and essentially said that he'd misappropriated those funds from the Polish mission, and that word spread very quickly. And he starts getting calls from, you know, people he's known for years and years and years. And he says he really worries that, you know, someday his daughter is going to grow up and hear these allegations about him. And it's just, he feels very alone and like he has come away from this really with his name ruined. One of the priests also says that Kroll has been calling and threatening his family and friends, and that his people in his parish where he works now in New Jersey have been getting these letters disparaging him and saying bad things about him. And he believes that those are coming from Kroll as well.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. You can read her whole story at michiganradio.org. Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you, April.